Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As we begin the 10th week of the legislative session, it's without a doubt one of my favorite weeks of the year because it's the week that teenagers from across the state descend on the Capitol for the annual Teen Pact Youth Leadership Conference. This isn't just any youth conference. Their motto, Changing Lives to Change the World, says it all. These kids are serious. They'll spend the week living the life of a legislator in committee hearings, at special events, rubbing elbows with Montana's top leaders, and learning how government works from inside the process. And best of all is that they learn all of this from a Christian worldview. This isn't just an academic exercise. It's hands-on training with a solid core. In fact, one former Teen Pact member is now a sitting member of the Montana House of Representatives. So that's what Teen Pact is. But what it is not may surprise you. It's not Politics 101. It's not a boring government class. And it's not the Christian equivalent of Boys and Girls State. In fact, the purpose is not to create the next generation of politicians. The purpose is to equip young people with the skills necessary to accomplish whatever it is that God has planned for them. 1 week at Teen Pact places most of them far above their peers. They're taught to speak well in front of large groups, to apply their Judeo-Christian worldview to real-life situations, to critically analyze complex scenarios, and most importantly, they learn to think. While they spend the week living the life of a legislator, politics is not the goal. It's just the venue. The goal is literally to equip these young people with the skills necessary to change the world. Some may go into politics. In fact, Teen Pact alumni are in legislatures across the United States, but the vast majority of them will not. What they will do is come away from the week with a renewed vision and desire to serve God in larger ways than they may have thought possible. We have a saying around our house, "You will become like those with whom you associate." The Bible puts it simply. Iron sharpens iron. This week, these young people will spend time with legislators, judges, and other public officials who take their faith seriously. But best of all, they'll spend the week with people their own age who take their faith seriously. That's because Teen Pact isn't taught by adults. It's taught by teenagers, some as young as 17 years old, who travel across the country calling their peers to a higher level of responsibility. They serve as role models, saying in effect, if we can change the world for Christ at 17 years old, so can you. It's inspiring to watch. After attending the one-week state-level class, teens become eligible for Teen Pact alumni events. These include Teen Pact Judicial for those considering a career in law, Teen Pact Big Apple for those who would like to go into TV or radio, Teen Pact Hollywood for those interested in film, and Teen Pact DC for those who want to take a closer look at politics. All of these are taught from a Christian worldview, and the goal is to influence the culture for Jesus Christ. And as their motto says, they're changing lives to change the world. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.